It's 8:41 on a Thursday morning with the Musers, and we do this from time to time when we have some sports issues to talk about. We welcome into the studio our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Good morning.
Has authored or co-authored more than 4,800 books.
Wonderful. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Oh, Craig, have you been working out?
Well, just a little bit.
Oh, my God. You look like you really take care of yourself. What are you doing?
Well, I just
hot yoga.
No, I ride my bike.
Just fantastic. Fantastic. And, George, how are you doing?
Hey, you can fly a kite for all I care.
I'm just totally kidding. He's
got to take a sip of his coffee. Did you gag on that?
No, why?
It just sounded
like you're about to die. Maybe goofy. You should mind your own business a little bit more.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, can I give a quick shout-out and a thank you? I'm going to thank UTD for employing me for all these years. I am celebrating my anniversary with UTD.
Wow. How many? Great.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, it's been over 15 years, George.
Over 15 years. What a special day that is.
They honored me by putting a scholarship in my name, the Carlton Maxwell Scholarship.
Wow.
And it's awarded to young men who are sons of overbearing single mothers who also have an eye for fashion. It's wonderful.
What a specific category.
$100 off every semester's tuition. So
thank you for that.
Yes, George, to answer your question, I've been teaching the psychology of sports win-win for over 15 years now.
That's great.
Yes.
What a great class.
Yes, and now I've been teaching the Decoding the Luka Trade 201 for almost a year. Very confusing. It's a high-level curse.
People are still bothered by
that. High-level curse.
A high-level what?
Curse! Curse!
A curse?
I think that's how he
says
course. Like college course.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Did you not go to college, sir?
I got it. Sorry.
Please. Let me ask you something. How long have you guys been each other's partners?
Oh, gosh. 30 plus years.
Yeah, you have such a long and close relationship. I love watching you two together. Just leaning back and just seeing how good you are with each other.
Why do you have to lean back?
Oh, it's so hot. Your show is so hot
Dr. Maxwell.
What?
Please focus.
I'm so sorry.
Another sip. I wonder if he chokes.
Are you okay, Dr. Maxwell?
I'm fine. I know what I'm doing.
You appear to again choke.
So I just went very deep down the throat that time.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. You know, I noticed that you guys were recently discussing on the Musers the Podcast, our TMTP for short. You were discussing writing things out. And I've written lots of things.
Yeah.
Out. And as a matter of fact, for the past 8 months, it's so funny because since Mardi Gras, I've had this stain on the back seat of my car and I haven't got it removed.
What is that from?
I can't really remember.
Maybe it was spilled koofy.
What is koofy?
Isn't that what you call coffee?
No, I call koofy koofy.
Yeah, he says coffee pretty clearly, George.
Also, with the past 8 months, I've had all these feathers all over the back seat of my car. Yes, from a feather boa that got torn to pieces during a vigorous bit of exercise me and my new friend were doing in the back of my Prius. But anyway, I just passed a milestone, and I want to celebrate it with you guys. I just published my 12,438th book.
Wow. That's a lot of books.
Yes, quite a milestone. I was trying to get past that 12,437th milestone.
That's the one.
That's kind of the Mendoza line for me.
Okay.
Yes,
and it's got like more than 15 years.
Yes, yes. It's exactly.
What?
Are you making fun of me, sir?
No, I'm just.
I would appreciate an apology right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Give him an apology.
What?
What?
Okay, I brought a few books for you, and this one may be of some personal interest. I have it right here in my satchel.
Okay.
This is called Becoming a Late in Life Parent by Junior Miller and Jerry Jones.
Okay. Jeez. We do have that in common.
Forward by Veruca Jones. And also, George, I know I think you're a little bit interested in sports.
Yeah, I love sports. Yeah.
Yes, okay. This is called Drilling New Wells in East Texas, My Plan on How to Fix the Cowboys' Defense by Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I definitely want to read that.
Speaking of, here's one called In Over My Head by Matt Eberflus.
Oh, no.
He really gets into it.
That's
here.
What he
I mean, there's a lot of tears.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of tears in this one. And then this is an interesting. We all are into, like, books that teach you how to be better at your job. You know, the corporate book, the whole market is very, very robust. Mm-hmm. Very robust. This one's called Being Nice to People is More Important Than Winning. My Plan on How to Keep My Job as Head Coach by Brian Shoddy Schottenheimer.
Oh, man.
It's amazing. Everyone thinks you're a nice guy. You don't have to really, you know.
Your books reveal so much about these people. Much.
I don't know if you knew this, but Halloween is coming up, and I wanted to offer some spooky books.
Oh, yeah.
This scary book here is called I'm Going to Be the GM Till I Die by Jerry Jones.
That's spooky.
That is a little bit spooky, isn't it? And this one, any basketball fans in the house?
Sure,
we love it. Raise your hands in the air like you don't care. This is called Would I Do It? I Don't Know, A List of Things Rob Pelinka Has Tricked Me Into Doing by Nico Harrison. And then finally, a baseball book. It's called Just Me and My Horse, The Book of Erotic Photography by Bruce Bochy.
Erotic?
Me and My Horse.
Photography. Yes,
Okay. Thank you. We'll see you. There he goes. Dr. Carlton Maxwell, celebrating more than 15 years at UTD.